Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Yonatan Freeman of the Department of Political Science at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Dr. Freeman, Israeli President Reuven Rivlin saw that Benny Gantz could not form a government, and he knows that Gantz's rival Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can't either. So he's now sent the mandate to form a coalition to the Knesset in a kind of wild card bid, a Hail Mary pass, if you will. The only other time this was tried, last November, nothing came of it. Why try again?
Looking at the situation, we see here a battle of the Benjamins. Each one, Benjamin Gantz and Benjamin Netanyahu, is facing a mix of public opinion that even before this coronavirus emergency was striving for unity. And during this emergency, they're more and more wanting it. So we see a very, very strong move by Rivlin that's facing not just his own ideas about a future government, but also about public opinion. I think that Benny Gantz, more than Netanyahu, is facing more and more challenges from within his own camp. We saw that recently when he said goodbye to Yair Lapid and Bogi Yaalon. Polls also show that if there are new elections, he will lose more seats. So I think this current challenge with regards to forming government, this is something that Benny Gantz is seeing more and more vital, that he finds the government in the future if he wants to continue to be relevant. I think that Rivlin still believes a government, a unity government, can be formed. He's just trying to put pressure on both sides. After Benny Gantz was not able to form a government, he could have given the mandate to Benjamin Netanyahu. He didn't do that. He moved quickly to give it to the Knesset. So I think this is something that will provide more and more pressure on both sides, because unlike the third round of elections, the public does not want a fourth round. That's true. But there's also this coronavirus issue, which will further make this fourth round not be very popular. So there's a clock ticking this time, not just to the fourth round of elections, but there's also a battle clock ticking, which is counting the days and weeks that the world is now continuing to fight the coronavirus. And this is something very much in the mind of Rivlin.
The buzzer buzzed. Does this block Gantz and Netanyahu from attempting to establish a kind of unity coalition from the sidelines?
I think it's still possible that a unity government will be formed. The fact it's in the Knesset right now, and now they need to find 61 signatures to form a new coalition government, the fact it's right there, I think that it could mean that certain individuals on both sides of the aisle, whether or not supporters of Netanyahu or supporters of Benny Gantz, could move to sign their name on one of those lists, something that could really provide for some sort of a government to be formed, of some sort of even a minority government to be formed. I think some of the Knesset members who might sign their name on the list might be some who are feeling the public pressure, but also could be some members who feel that if there is a fourth election, they have a very low probability of being elected again to the Knesset, or that their own party leader will place them on their list once again.
You are listening to Dr. Yonatan Freeman of the Department of Political Science at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. The snag in a unity coalition seems to be guidelines on judicial matters. It's a matter of potential jail time for Netanyahu, who's under indictment for alleged corruption. And it's a matter of future electability for Gantz, who told his voters he'd never serve under an indicted prime minister. Who between the two of them do you think is more desperate?
I think that Gantz has more to lose if there is a fourth round of elections, not just losing seats because of how the public will vote, but also losing the trust and support by his own party members. We have to also take note that because Yair Lapid is no longer currently part of the Benny Gantz blue and white list, this means that Yair Lapid could potentially, if there is a fourth round of elections, run himself. I think that Yair Lapid has proven over the years that he wants to be prime minister. I think that if he runs again, he could say to the public that Benny Gantz failed three times to be prime minister, to form a government. So this time I'm going to do it. So I think if you look at who has more to lose or potential lose, it's really Benny Gantz, because Benny Gantz has less of a unity following behind him, not just publicly, but in terms of his own members of his party, and the fact he also has a potential competitor within his own camp of not wanting Netanyahu by the name of Yair Lapid.
Dr. Yonatan Freeman, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.